Welcome to Wilner's Life, Legends of Fauna, a mini podcast series that revolve around the stories that portray animals in a sense of awe and admiration and fear for some. These stories help us find out whether these may have affected and molded the modern world treatment of animals. Without much ado, I present to you Vishal and Shashwat, your hosts for Legend of Fauna. So, let's dive in.
Hey guys, welcome back to our latest episode, Wilderness Life, coming to you recorded all the way from our homes. I am Shashwat.
And I am Vishal. As a child, many of us have done horseback ridings, isn't it? In fact, horses have a special place in state policies all around the world. Today, there are about 400 or so species of horses with four basic colors: brown, black, chestnut, and bay. There are 206 bones in an adult human body, and a horse has 205 bones, and yet our structures are so different.
On that note, have you heard about horses often look small relative of humans in Greek art? While this can be the result of the artist attempting to fit horses and humans into the same composition, ancient Greek horses were in fact somewhat smaller than their modern counterparts. The Greeks believed that the horses were created by Poseidon, god of the sea, and occasionally horses were sacrificed to the god by drowning. Poseidon, the lord of the sea, once admired Demeter, and Demeter, wanting to put him off, asked him to create the most beautiful animal ever. So, to woo her, he created the first horse the world has ever seen. But it is said that it did not happen in the first attempt. Throughout these unsuccessful and failed attempts, he created a lot of different species of animals. And by the time he got it right, the love and passion for Demeter was long gone. Another story that is famous in Greek mythology is that of centaurs. They are half human, half horse. Living in the lush green lands, they were known for their fighting skill, mainly archery. Somewhere, they lost a battle and that was it. From there, they were asked to leave the forest. One of the most well-known mythological creatures, Pegasus, stars in the stories of Greek gods as an immortal horse with wings and has been memorialized in the stars as a constellation. In the mythology, the pure white Pegasus is said to have sprung from the neck of Medusa upon her death. First, tamed by Bellerophon, a Greek mortal hero, with the help of goddess Athena. Pegasus was eventually stabbed by Zeus after Bellerophon attempted to ride toward Mount Olympus on his winged horse, but was thrown to his death. From then on, Pegasus headed Zeus's thunderbolt chariot. As the legend goes, Pegasus supposedly created the spring Hippocrene on Mount Helicon with its hoof that struck a rock.
Do you remember Thor Ragnarok? Valkyrie talks about an allied force of women who were all killed while saving Asgard from Hela. Well, it is actually inspired from true mythology, at least in the concept.
Norse mythology teaches us about the mounted Valkyries, the choosers of the slain, and how they carry fallen soldiers to Valhalla on horseback. The Aesir ride daily to their judgment seats on their horses, and Sleipnir is Odin's eight-legged horse who leads the dead and carries Hemrod to Hel. The horse is trusted to carry the gods between worlds and over fiery bridges and big rivers, through light and dark, while Svavelfari is the stallion who fails to build the protective wall around Asgard to keep it ever connected to Midgard. The offering of horses to the gods was very meaningful and, moreover, was maybe believed to be able to carry messages or requests to the gods. As an animal, horses were trusted to find their way to the gods, providing their own transport and knowing the way to their next life.
Horse images have been used as a symbol of power, as seen in the coastal steppes of Ukraine, near Izmail and north of Danube Delta in the Suvorovo graves. These were derived from the earlier funeral traditions from the area around Dnieper River. Some of these graves were found to contain polished stone mace heads in the shape of horse heads and the horse toothpicks. Other settlements in the steppes, which were contemporary to the Suvorovo graves, contain numerous horse bones. In the Abrahamic universe, horses have had a special space.
symbolizing military conquest, war, famine, and death.
The four horses of the apocalypse are mentioned in the Christian book of Revelation
as being harbingers of the last judgment during the apocalypse. The four horses, respectively colored white, red, black, and yellowish green, have been central figures in Christian eschatology for millennia. While some have interpreted them as symbols for events during the first century of Christian history, they are more widely interpreted as being prophetic in nature. According to the Islamic tradition, Al-Buraq is the steed responsible for transporting prophets. The name comes from the Arabic word Buraq, or lightning. The most famous story involving Al-Buraq is found in the Quran, where it carried the Prophet Muhammad, accompanied by the angel Gabriel, from Mecca to Jerusalem, and then up to heaven to converse with the Allah during the night journey. Though occasionally depicted as having a literal human face, Al-Buraq is described as being white and having two wings on his thighs. In the lore of Scotland, you'll find the shape-shifting water spirit, the Kelpie, that most commonly appears in the form of horse. The most common Kelpie story is set in Loch Ness, but Kelpie stories surround nearly every large body of water in Scotland.
In the Hindu mythology, horses are described as being 18 cubits in length from the nape of his neck and of proportionate height, and white all over like a clean shank shell. According to ancient folklore, as translated in Trubner's Oriental series, Kanthaka was the favorite horse of Siddhartha Gautama, the historical Buddha, that is the founder of Buddhism. Kanthak was the horse Siddhartha Gautama used to escape his family's palace when he decided to become an ascetic. After dying, Kanthak was reborn as a scholar who would later go on to achieve enlightenment. In wild form, the horse bears vitality and freedom on its hooves, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. There is no constraining the horse when it runs with the wind, but the horse also enjoys the company of family and friends. It's always more fun to gallop together in a setting where individuality never gets lost. That's why the horse symbolism speaks to our social nature and ability to move in and out of various circles equally well. Jung felt that the horse symbolizes personal power, things that we master in our lives and our natural gifts. Horse is a creature of success and self-actualization. When you know what drives you and put that awareness to work, you can get much further and faster than you ever thought. The sad part is that the wild horses went extinct by the 19th century and only so many are left. However, the domestic horses are not. Although there is no clear reason as to why wild horses are extinct today, horses have their own class and their own style. Horses have always been fascinating. They are their own for power and speed. In prehistoric times, humans used to paint the images of wild horses on the walls of the caves which they inhabited. By painting the image of an animal in this way, it is believed that they thought they would be granted power over the respective animal, thus making it easier to kill for food. Clear evidence of the early use of the horse is as a means of transport. This evidence dates from chariot burials from around the year 2000 BC. Still, there is evidence supporting another hypothesis. This hypothesis suggests that horses were domesticated in the Eurasian steppes around the year 3500 BC. Mythology also speaks about the unicorn, the Pegasus, the equilacrum, the Pegasus with a unicorn horn, the dragon horse of Xuanzang, and the hippocampus, the Phoenician and Greek seahorse. The colors of the horses also have various interpretations. For example, white horses are associated with warrior heroes, fertility, and the end of time. The Grim Reaper is said to ride a white horse.
Today we stop here, so please leave us a message telling us how you would feel about horses. We will meet you again here for another discussion on yet another animal. Till then, be safe, be wild, and we will see you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You will find us in your playlist every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 6 p.m. If you like Wilderness Lives, Legend of Fauna, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends and family. You can also visit our website www.thewildernesslife.com to know more about us. Or you can always follow our official Instagram and Facebook pages @wilderness_life. or register to our Medium publication, The Wilderness Life, to keep updated with our work. See you guys soon with yet another episode.